You're listening to SBS News.
On Christmas morning, those in the direct path of Typhoon Fanfone's fury woke to howling winds and pounding rain. The Category 2 storm made landfall in the country's east hours earlier, unleashing wind gusts exceeding 150 kilometres an hour. As it began moving west, it gained intensity.
Wow, Typhoon Ursula. Wind is too strong, guys. Really strong.
Coastal areas were battered with big seas and surging tides inundated roads. Four fishermen who were out at sea when the storm hit haven't returned. Further inland, the sheer volume of rain triggered flash flooding. City streets went under and residents tried desperately to save their homes from filling with water.
We're unblocking the drain because it's flooded. Ooh, the water is coming inside to the girls' room.
The Philippines is no stranger to this type of weather. This was the country's 21st tropical cyclone this year, but Typhoon Fanfone was stronger than many expected. Tacloban City Mayor Alfred Romaldes said the storm did not follow its predicted path.
Because it was common knowledge during that time that the storm would be only about 80 to 90 kilometers per hour. And then all of a sudden it became 200 and it wasn't supposed to hit us directly and it hit us directly. So a lot of people were caught, off guard.
More than 4,000 people had to be evacuated from the eastern Visayas region. Across the country, 20,000 travellers were stranded. The Philippines is a predominantly Roman Catholic country and many had hoped to make it home for Christmas, but hundreds of ferries and flights were cancelled.
I'm very sad and I've been crying for days. I told my child that I can't do anything. They did not let us board the ferry because there's a typhoon, and we understand that.
My wife wants us to be together, but we are here and there's nothing that we can do.
An estimated 100 homes have been destroyed and disaster agency officials are still assessing the damage. Speaking to a crowd of worshippers in Vatican City on Boxing Day, Pope Francis led a prayer for the victims and wounded.
I join in the pain that affected the dear people of the Philippines because of the Typhoon Fanfone. I pray for the numerous victims, for the injured and for their families. I invite everyone to recite the Ave Maria with me for these people I love so much.
Typhoon Fanfone headed out towards the South China Sea, but authorities say the danger may not be over yet. Landslides and flooding continue to be risks in the central west of the country. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.